नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
वासुदेवाय
सुत उवाच एवं कृष्ण सखा कृष्ण भ्राता राज्ञा विकल्पिता नाना शंका आस्पदं रूपं कृष्ण विश्लेष कर्षिता सूत उवाच एवं कृष्ण सख कृष्णो भ्रात्रा राजा विकल्पिता नाना शंकास्पदं रूपं कृष्ण
विश्लेषकर्षिता
सूत उवाच एवं कृष्ण सख कृष्णो भ्रात्रा राजा विकल्पिता नाना शंकास्पदं
रूपं
कृष्ण
विश्लेषकर्षिता
सूत उवाच एवं कृष्ण सख कृष्णो भ्रात्रा राज्ञा
विकल्पिता
नाना शंकास्पदं
रूपं
कृष्ण विश्लेषकर्षिता Sutta Goswami said, Evam, thus, Krishna Sakaha, the celebrated friend of Krishna, Krishna,
Arjuna,
Rajya,
King Yudhishthira,
Adikalpita, speculated,
Nana,
various, Shankaspadam, based on many doubts, Rupam, forms, Krishna, Lord Sri Krishna, Vishlesha, feelings of separation, Karakshitaha. Became greatly bereaved. Translation. Śrīta Gosvāmī said, Arjuna, the celebrated friend of Lord Krishna, was grief-stricken because of his strong feeling of separation from Krishna, over and above all Maharaj Yudhisthira's speculative inquiries.
So even Krishna Saha Krishna. Arjuna's name is Krishna Saha. And he is also called sometimes Krishna. Because Arjuna's bodily feature was almost similar to Krishna's bodily feature. he was morose, being separated from Krishna. And his elder brother was suggesting whether you are morose for this reason or that reason or this reason. Actually, he was unhappy on account of being separated from Krishna. Similarly, not only Arjuna, all of us, we are also Krishna or Arjuna is also a living entity. We are also a living entity. So, we are also unhappy because we are separated from Krishna. These modern philosophers or scientists, they suggest that they may go on thinking otherwise, that they can improve the world situation in their own way, but that is not possible. We are unhappy on account of being separated from Krishna. They do not know that. Just like a child. A child is crying. Nobody can say why he is crying. But actually, a child is generally in crying condition, being separated from the mother. So not only it is the question of Arjuna or Krishna, everyone of us. In the Upanishad it is said that Paramatma, Krishna, and the living entity, they are sitting on the same tree, samane vrikshe. One living entity is eating the fruit of the tree and the other living entity is simply witnessing, unuvanta. So Krishna is situated in everyone's heart. Ishara sarvabhutanam riddheshe arjuna tishthati. Because without his sanction, the living entity cannot do anything. Sarvasthachaham riddhisham nivishka. Krishna says, I am seated in everyone's heart. So the living entity wants to do something out of his own wings. Krishna says, or Krishna gives good consultation, says, this will not make you happy, don't do this. But he is persistent, he will do it. Then Krishna sanctions Paramatma, all right, you do it at your risk. This is why every one of us, very intimately connected with Krishna, and Krishna is sitting in everyone's heart. Krishna is so kind that he is simply waiting when this rascal will turn his face towards me. He simply is so kind. But we living entities, we are so rascal, We shall turn our face to everything except Krishna. This is our wish. We want to be happy with so many ideas. Everyone is making his own idea. Now, this is, but we rascals do not know that what is the actual process for getting happiness. That is Krishna. That they do not. Nati vidu shatya gatim hi Vishnu durasaya ji bahirathama. You can see in your country. They are trying so many things. So many skyscraper buildings, so many motor cars, so many big, big cities. But there is no happiness. Because they do not know what is missing. That missing point we are giving. Here is. You take Krishna and is here. This is our Krishna consciousness. Krishna and the living entity, they are very intimately connected. Like father and son, or friend and friend, or master and servant. Like that. We are very much intimately connected. But because we have forgotten our intimate relationship with Krishna and trying to become happy in this material world, therefore we have to undergo so much tribulation. This is it. Krishna mulya jeeva bhogavan chaka. We living entities, we are trying to become happy within this material world. Why you are in the material world, why not in the spiritual world? In the spiritual world, nobody can become enjoyer, bhokta. That is only supreme. Bhokta aram jagadamasa. There is no mistake. There are also living entities, but they know perfectly well that real enjoyer, proprietor is Krishna. That is spiritual thing now. Similarly, even in this material world, if we understand perfectly well that we are not enjoyer, Krishna is enjoyer, then that is spiritual world. This Krishna consciousness movement is trying to convince everyone that we are not enjoyer. Enjoyer is Krishna. Just like this whole body. The enjoyer is the stomach. And the hands and legs and eyes and ears and brains and everything. They should be engaged to find out the enjoyable things and put it in the stomach. This is natural. Similarly, we are part and parcel of God, of Krishna. We are not enjoyer. In every religion it is accepted. Just like in Christian religion also, it is said, O God, give us our daily bread. Bread, we cannot manufacture. It must come from God. That is Vedic also, verse. Nitya nityana, chetana chetanana, eko jo bahunam vidudhatika. God or Krishna, He gives everything. Necessities of life, as you like. But if you accept your enjoyable things as you like, then you become internal. But if you accept things to be enjoyed by you, tena tattena bhungita, as Krishna offers you, then you become happy. If you may, just like a disease, patient, if he wants to enjoy life in his own whimsical way, he continues his disease. But if he accepts the modes of life according to the direction of the physician, then he becomes free from it. So there are two methods, pravritti and nivritti. Pravritti means have got inclination to eat this or to enjoy this. Why not? I shall do it. I want my freedom. But you have no freedom, sir. You are simply, that is Maya. You have no freedom. We get experience. Suppose there is very nice palatable food. If I think, let me eat as much possible, the next day I will have to starve. Immediately, dysentery or indigestion. You cannot violate the laws of Krishna, laws of nature. That is not possible. You are not at all independent. Because these rascals, they will not understand this. They are always thinking we are independent. That is the cause of all unhappiness. Oh. Nobody is independent. How you can be independent? Nobody is independent, neither you can be independent. Neither nobody is independent, actually. Who is independent? You are sitting so many boys and girls. Who can say, I am independent of everything? No. Nobody can say. So this is our mistake, and by misusing our independence, we are suffering in this material world in so many ways. That has to be reformed. That has to be checked. That is Krishna consciousness movement. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has preached, Jive Sarupa Nitya Krishna Das. We living entities, we are eternally servant of Krishna. That is our position. But if we deny this position, then why shall I become servant of Krishna? I am independent. Then suffering begins immediately. Krishna Muryaji Bhagavan Sakar, as soon as he deserves to enjoy independently, immediately. That means immediately he is captured by Maya. Krishna Bhulya Jeev Bhagavan Chakare Pasate Mahatare Japatiya. It is very easy to understand. Just like if you don't care for the government laws, if you want to live independently, that means immediately you are in the clutches of the police force. You haven't got to create, but it is already there. So our position is always dependent on God. We should understand it. This is Krishna consciousness. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has a song. Manasa deho geho jo kichu mor ottinu tuva pade nanda kishor. This mistake is going on. That I am independent king, and my soldiers are my society, community, family, or so many we have been manufactured. But dehapatta kalatradishu, atma sanyeshu, asastu api, tasya nidhanam, pramatya, paschannapi na paschati. Just like a man fights, just like Hitler declared war. Or, so many wars are declared, this man is declared. Everyone is thinking, I'm independent. And we are thinking that we have got so many soldiers, so many atomic bombs, and so many aeroplanes, we shall come out victorious. Similarly, each and every one of us, we are thinking, I'm independent, and my wife, my children, my society, they are my soldiers. If I am in danger, they will help me. This is going on. This is called Maya. Pramatha tasya nidhanam paschannapi na paschati. Because we have become mad after this so-called independence, independence of God, we are thinking these things will help us, will protect us. That is Maya. Tasya nidhanam, everyone will be destroyed. Nobody will be able to give us protection. If real protection is want that, he'll have to take protection of Krishna. That is the instruction of Bhagavad Gita. Sarva dharman parityajya mami kam saranam vaja. You rascal, you are thinking that so many things will give you protection, that will not be possible. You will be finished and your so-called protector and friends and soldiers, they will be finished. You don't depend on that. Sarva dharman parityajya mami kam saranam. You just surrender to me. I will give you protection. Aṁ tāsabha pāpita. Mokkhaśyāmi. Māsūcha. This is real protection. Everyone is falsely thinking independent, but he is dependent. But he is depending on false platform. That is the mistake of this materialism. They are thinking a protection from a filtering platform, material world. So we have to take shelter of Krishna. Krishna is very friendly to all of us. Therefore he comes down from Vaikuntha to inform this. That is Bhagavad Gita. And that is elaborately explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the only thing. So the crisis, people are faced with so many crises, problems, that I told in the airport. The reporter asked me, what is the solution of this crisis kind? The solution is Krishna consciousness. It is already there. But you rascal, you will not get it. Solution is already there. The Arabian thinking, Arabian saying that this oil is Krishna's property. And the others purchase, they also think Krishna's property. Then they must agree also, America also must agree that this land of America is also Krishna's property. If you think that the Arabian oil is Krishna's property, God's property, you shall take it by force. Then why the Arabians should not be allowed to come from the desert and live in America? But the foolish, they will not come. They are not United Nations. But the United Nations means simply committing mistake. That is their business. Why don't you unite? Yes, this Arabian oil is Krishna's property. Similarly, the Australian land or the African land or this American land, so vast tract of land. No, you cannot come here. They will go. Immigration department. They will go department. So this nonsense, this rascals, all these politicians, they are spoiling the situation. But they are so, big rascals, they will not accept this solution. Take Krishna consciousness and everything will be solved. That's a fact. Murha, they are so rascal, duskituna, and full of sinful activities. Namahana duskituna murha, tapadvanti marasa, lowest of the mankind. So always remember, that our teaching work is dealing with this kind of man. Duskritana means full of sinful activities. Mula, rascals. Naradhama, lowest of the mankind. And Maya, Ahritagyana. And they are thinking they are very much advanced in education. But full number one, Maya has taken their real knowledge. Maya, Ahritagyana. Asuri Bhava Master, while all these things, because they are godless, only fault is godless. Asuri Bhava Master. Because they have taken the position, there is no God. These big scientists, they are trying to prove there is no God. This creation is due from matter, from chemicals. The water has formed from chemical combination, hydrogen, oxygen, these are the all foolish theories, and they are getting Nobel Prize. They are getting Nobel Prize. This is the position. Therefore, from this verse we should know even Krishna Sakha Krishna Bhakta Ratna Abhikilpata Nana Sankara. This last case, our elder brother, advance. Let's suggest this is the cause of. But the only cause is Krishna, forgetfulness of Krishna. That they do not know. The only cause. Krishna bhuyaji bhogavad chakare pasate mahatare japuri. This is the cause. So try to please this child, but not that everyone will accept, but in a 2%, 1% of the whole population accept. This time, in the sky, there is one moon only, and there are millions of stars. They're useless. What is the value of the millions of stars? But one more, dispels the whole darkness of the night. Finally, at least, those who are taken to Krishna, each of you become a moon, and enlighten the world. These so-called glowworms, they will not be able to do anything. That's the fact. Don't remain a glowworm. Just become a sun and moon. Then people will be happy. He will be happy. Thank you very much.